This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair, and welcome to another edition of Creative Impact. This is our weekly series that focuses on the impact of the arts and creative sector on our lives and on our community. Creative Impact guests are the driving forces that make Washtenaw County one of Michigan's strongest and most vibrant arts and creative industry hubs. The Arts Alliance is the local agency serving and advocating for the creative people and industry experts who live, have creative practices and jobs, own creative businesses in Washtenaw County, and lead the sector locally, nationally, and internationally. The Arts Alliance is our partner, and Deb Pollack is its director and is our co-host of Creative Impact. And welcome back, Deb. It's good to have you here.
It's always good to be here, and it's really great to be able to introduce our listeners to these great people that live and work and play in our community.
And what we've been doing is introducing folks to are going to be honored at the Arts Alliance Medals for the Arts, Sciences, and Humanities 2019. An event that comes up on February 11th.
Yes. So just as a quick reminder, the Arts Alliance gives out these medals each year to recognize creative distinction in our community and to celebrate these folks in the greater Ann Arbor at our fundraising event. And we give out three awards, the Lifetime Achievement, the Outstanding Service, and the Philanthropic Excellence Award. So
today we're going to focus on the Outstanding Service Medal that you give for extraordinary leadership in the field of the arts, sciences, and or humanities. And it's going to a more than deserving couple of folks. It's being awarded this year to Aaron P. and Afa S. Dworkin.
Yeah, continuing our couple theme this year, Aaron and Afa are, in fact, an arts power couple. They have built an international reputation as an arts-focused social entrepreneurs. They are pioneering leaders in advocating for diversity, equity, and inclusion in the performing arts and also in arts leadership. They also have such an incredible busy schedule, and we couldn't find time and a date that both of them could be in the studio with us at the same time.
I know how that goes.
Yes, exactly. So today we have Aaron with us, and soon we'll have Afa in the studio with us.
Well, welcome to Creative Impact, Aaron Dworkin.
It is so great to be here with you.
Yeah, Aaron, thanks for being with us today. Let's see, what have you been up to lately? Husband, father, social entrepreneur, musician, performing artist, author, philanthropist, professor at the School of Music, Theater, and Dance, card player, and serving on several local and national boards. Did I miss anything?
Well, you list it like that, it seems like a lot, but somehow it doesn't feel that way every day. So
that means you love what you do.
Yes, absolutely, very much. And when you have that opportunity in life, it really just doesn't feel like you have to work at all. When, you can kind of have your life filled with things that are things you would do regardless, because it's, something that kind of sparks that inner flame that we all have inside of us.
When you love what you do, you tend to have successes. And for all of the things that Deb listed, one thing she did not mention was that you were named a MacArthur Fellow among an even longer list of other accolades. So congratulations on that, and thank you for all the work you do. I want to go back a little bit and find out exactly how you got to where you are. You went to college to study violin performance, and pretty early on, I think while you were still a student, you began your first project. What was it? And what caused you to head in that direction? You know, most students would find their coursework to be plenty.
Yes. So, one of the things that had happened is, just myself biologically, if you will, I was originally born in Monticello, New York, and I was immediately given up for adoption. I was then adopted by a white Jewish couple who were from Chicago, who had come to New York, who were behavioral scientists. And they already had a birth son, my older brother, who's now a cellular biologist at Columbia. And so then fast forward 31 years, I was reunited with my birth parents, my birth father, who's Black Jehovah's Witness, my birth mother, who's white Irish Catholic. So ultimately, in the end, I'm basically a Black, white, Jewish, Irish, Catholic, Jehovah's Witness who grew up with a big afro playing the violin.
So, that is quite a description.
And so no big surprise when I was at college and really looking at and being moved by the world around me and seeing the lack of diversity in the classical music field and having grown up as a violinist, my thoughts came to, is there something I can do about this issue? Is there something I can do to try to help make the classical music world that I was so steeped in more inclusive? And that is what led to founding the Sphinx organization when I was actually still an underclassman at Michigan.
So founding Sphinx was one thing, but did you have something specific that you wanted to do with it? Because it's grown into such a big organization.
Oh, sure. So initially, I really was not thinking that broad. I was just thinking to myself, you know, what if there was a competition for young students literally like me, a string competition for young Black and Latino string players, and if we came together and then played and competed on music by composers of color and then gained scholarships so that we could go on to the top summer music programs, top colleges and universities, if there was just that basic competition, that would completely change the landscape of classical music. It would become utterly diverse, and the world would at least be a little bit of a better place.
Let me ask you a question along that front.
Yes, and so, well, I realized very quickly that that couldn't solve the entirety of the problem. Yes, it has an impact, and it has remained one of Sphinx's flagship programs, but that a lot more effort, a lot more depth, and a lot more breadth of programming would be required to be able to really bring about sustainable impact. And that's what led to the breadth of Sphinx's program.
And that's exactly where I was headed. From the time that Sphinx launched to where we are today, would you say that we have created greater accessibility, not just with Sphinx, but across the country, for people of color in these artistic endeavors?
So first of all, absolutely. When we look and kind of this is my, you know, scientific part of upbringing and the quantifiable impact, absolutely. The numbers of Blacks and Latinos in orchestras has increased in some very significantly. Sphinx alums have gone on to every single top 10 music school. There was rarely solo instrumentalists of color soloing with orchestras. That now happens more than 20 to 30 times with major orchestras around the country. Hundreds of thousands of audiences and young people have been impacted through the educational programs. So yes, there is that quantifiable impact, and yes, there is now a trajectory that a young musician of color can follow to gain access to high-quality teaching and to ultimately develop a professional career. However, with that said, I would say that one of the most impactful results of Sphinx's work has been the creation of a community, as Sphinx alums refer to it as La Familia. This sense that there is a community, a movement that they belong to, that is not only the direct alums of Sphinx's programs, but all of the faculty, the teachers, the staffers, the board members, those who are involved and have committed and sacrificed for this issue, for this mission, and for this movement.
This is exactly why we call the program Creative Impact here
exactly.
On 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair with my co-host Deb Pollack, and the other voice you hear today is Aaron Dworkin. He, with his wife, Afa, are the recipients of the Arts Alliance Medal for Arts, Sciences, and Humanities for Outstanding Service 2019.
Now, Aaron, you're no longer with Sphinx directly. Afa is doing that. So let's talk about the two of you. You seem to share a life path that is always headed in the same direction. Most of us would be really happy to do that with our spouse, and you guys do it both professionally and in your married life. What's that partnership like for the two of you?
I make sure that she is always, always happy, and I am doing what I'm supposed to.
Good for you.
it's interesting because it really... our relationship, actually our personal relationship in terms of, you know, romantic and life companionship relationship grew out of our working relationship. We worked together for 6 years as partners at Sphinx before even really beginning a personal relationship. And so I think that it's interesting because a lot of times people will say, oh, it would be tough working with my spouse, so on and so forth. But somehow the way that we're able to work together is very, very complementary. We obviously have deep respect for each other and for each other's work and are always looking for the insight, for the feedback, for the encouragement, for the support. and I think in many ways, maybe most importantly, for the criticism from each other as we look to always improve the work that we do. You know, it's interesting. I even look back to when we were friends at Michigan and I was preparing for one of my recitals. And one of the first people I went to was my friend Afa to say, hey, listen to this and, you know, shred it. You know, let me know what's up. What do I need to work on? How can I make this recital better? And that has been able to evolve. And of course, now since I, you know, transitioned and at Michigan, you know, I've been able to continue to be supportive of the work and her leadership at Sphinx, but really am just in awe of the impact that she's been able to bring. And when you look at Sphinx since I stepped down from my role, it's really been extraordinary the trajectory that it has continued on.
One final question before our time together comes to an end today, Aaron. With all that you do and have done, you and Afa could live anywhere in the country, anywhere in the world, really. Yet you have a deep connection to this community, to Ann Arbor and Ypsilanti and Washtenaw County. What anchors you and Afa here?
Well, this is our home. And have absolutely loved this community since we both came here to go to school at Michigan. We've lived here ever since. We graduated and once our relationship began, we got a home in Ypsilanti where we got married in the backyard, and have lived here, ever since. And, you know, Ann Arbor, it's funny because, you know, there's all the articles, best place to live, you know, most, intelligent population, all of those things. But for us, it's the community. There is such a vibrant, depth of humanity right here around us. And so whatever project or initiative or social interaction that we want to have, we find that Ann Arbor is able to not only provide us with that, but challenge us and enable us to live an incredibly fulfilling life. So while we love to travel on occasion, we just simply, I don't think, could imagine any other place being our home.
Well, Aaron, we're fortunate to have you and Afa here and leading us in a positive direction at all times. Thank you so much for being with us today, and we look forward to celebrating the both of you at the party in February. And thank you again. And listeners, you can check out the party at a3arts.org, and we'll see you all next week.
Aaron, thank you so much. I do appreciate it, and congratulations.
Thank you both for all of your incredible leadership, and of course, thank you so much for this wonderful, wonderful honor.
That is Aaron Dworkin, who, with his wife Afa, are the recipients of the Arts Alliance Medal for Arts, Sciences, and Humanities for Outstanding Service in 2019. Deb Pollack is the president and CEO of the Arts Alliance, our co-host and content partner for Creative Impact, and thank you for your time, and we'll see you soon.
We'll see you next week.
I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.